you know, certainly tough from an offensive standpoint. We've got an opportunity to get that first down, get us in better field goal range. Those are those things when you're low on the clock, end of game situations. You gotta take advantage of every opportunity that you have. And from an offensive standpoint, we would have liked to have converted that third down and see what happens then. But in this league, when there's time left on the clock, you never know what's going to happen. And I give credit to Cleveland. I mean, they made some great plays down the stretch.
They were giving up 142 yards rushing per game. What was the problem with you all trying to run the ball today or not being able to?
Yeah, we didn't really get into a very good rhythm offensively. It was kind of choppy the entire game. And especially in the run game, rhythm is huge for that to get going. And, for whatever reason, we just couldn't get it going. We'll have to take a look at the film and see what happened.
Where do you all go from here now, 4-7? Still could possibly be top first place, but where do you all try to proceed from here?
We put this one behind us tonight and focus on winning next week. And really, I think at this point it's that simple. We can't worry about all of the other stuff that could happen or, what has transpired up until this point. We really have to block that out, and we really have to focus on, having a great week of practice, making sure that across the board we're as prepared as we can be so that, Sunday, next Sunday, I guess it's a 4 o'clock game, we're ready to roll.
Talk a little bit about the clock management, about, at the end there, you call timeout and throw the incomplete pass
Yeah, I think in that situation, we wanted to make sure that we had the right call. And so as a player, I think it comes down to execution. You have to go out there and you have to make the play. And we didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Talk about the play that you had there. I mean, Devin's talking about it, but
A good situation, one-on-one on Dev, and felt like we had an opportunity to get it down the field. Probably should have given him a better chance at it. Probably didn't throw the ball the way that I needed to. And in situations like that, when you have opportunities to close things out or to make plays, you've got to make them. And I didn't do a good enough job of that.
Did you think about going short at all? Yeah.
Just the way it was set up, we had kind of a different thing going on the other side. We felt like if we had one-on-one, it was a good matchup for us.
Just in general, the timing seemed to be off a little bit. Can you talk about that? I know Julio didn't practice all week, and I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but just the timing didn't seem to be there.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was on anybody but myself. I think that from a rhythm standpoint, I didn't get into a good enough rhythm today. And, I think we did. We had chances to make some plays. I think we did a good job on third down. We were pretty efficient on third down. We made some plays, scrambled, made some plays. We were good in the red zone. But at different points throughout the game, we had some shots downfield that, I didn't throw it well enough. When you're playing against a good football team, which Cleveland is, when you have opportunities, you got to hit them. And we didn't do that today.
Besides the one that Devin.